Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
So I'm really excited because we have two really interesting questions today. One about asking for a raise or asking for more money, just in general, asking for money.
Very important.
I know. It's a tough one for people. And the other one is about making a decision between two jobs, money versus purpose. Like, you know, what's more important to you? So I'm excited about these questions.
Yeah.
Should we just go to it?
Sure. Go ahead. Let's do. Logan, our producer.
I'm working on contract as a freelance social media strategist for a growing company, and my contract is coming up for renewal. I know that my employer is happy with the job that I'm doing, but I don't know how to ask for higher pay. When I looked up the standard rates for what I do, my rate is way below market value. At the same time, I took this job to get more experience. Any advice?
Yeah, I think this is a really good question. Asking for money, and renewing a contract, that's all really scary.
It is.
Right? It's not something that, you know, you look forward to.
Right. Well, you don't want to lose the contract.
Right.
And
right.
You don't want to be paid less than you think you may be worth.
Right. Mm-hmm. You don't want to have the conflict. But I think the worst that can happen is somebody is going to say no.
Yes.
I mean, that's really the worst that can happen. They usually don't fire you.
When you ask for more money.
Right.
It's true.
Although
Unless
sometimes
they're a little
they,
twisted.
Well, no, sometimes they do think, oh, they're going to leave because I can't, you know, we're not going to give them the risk. Like we've heard that from clients.
Yeah.
But that's if they're unhappy with you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think the trick though, too, is when you take a job, a freelance job, and it may be a full-time job or an assignment, but when you take it for a low fee because you want the experience, it puts you in a little bit of a vulnerable position for then asking for the true market value.
Right. And everybody does this. Everybody takes jobs for the experience. I mean, we usually have an ulterior motive that that client's going to bring me other clients,
right.
Or I'm going to do work for them that I can then sell to other people.
Right.
And there's a price for that. I mean, that's sort of an education that you're paying for.
Yeah.
But I have a couple of things that I, you know, want to bring up. One is, I think timing is really important.
In terms of the ask?
I was going to ask you that.
Yeah.
I was like, is there an opportune time to ask somebody for a raise? You do it in the beginning of the year, in the middle, in the end?
Yeah,
when's
I think,
best time?
Well, everybody has to feel that out
when
the best time is. And it's usually not when they're walking around complaining about money. It's when maybe a big check arrived or a big contract came in for them and you know that they are feeling
there's a win
hey,
that's happened.
You're in a good mood. Right. Knock, knock, knock.
Hey, Dad, I see you got a new car.
Yeah,
can
exactly. Can I piggyback? Yeah. So there's that timing.
Okay.
And then there's the also timing of the person you have to ask. You want to generally, you know, ask them not when they're under pressure, but when they have the time to actually speak with you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you want to schedule an appointment,
I think
first
you
of all,
do.
Right?
And I think, but I think you want to make sure that when you're in that meeting, even if it's scheduled, that they're not under pressure, that timing is right. Because people can react to this by their mood.
Mm-hmm. And do you let the person know? Do you say, I would like to schedule an appointment to just go over the contract? Or
You could let them know it's about the contract, not necessarily about the money. And if it's about a raise, you can say about my performance or about my review.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
But usually when you say, you know, they may say, is that about your money? You can say, well, that's
you
probably
don't want to get more money,
do you? They might come out, just come out with it.
You can say that's a piece of it.
Yeah.
I do want to speak about that. And then they can somewhat be prepared. I also think that you should come very prepared with the results that
you've accomplished.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you want to show your value.
Mm-hmm.
They still might not perceive your value the same way you do, but you want to at least prepare yourself with, you know, all of that, all of the proof of what you've accomplished. I also think it's really good to get your comps, like get comparable prices. I just did this for a client on salary.com.
Okay.
And when I showed her what the real going rate under that job description was in this area that she lives in, she was really underpaid. Now that doesn't
should they bring that to the meeting?
Well,
too?
Yes, but that
this is
mean,
what people who are also doing my job get paid, and this is what
If I were to leave, this is what I could expect. That doesn't mean this. She works for a mom and pop, so that doesn't mean that they're going to be able to afford it.
Sure.
But I think it gave her the knowledge that she really could ask for more money, even if she just got a small percentage hike. It would be better than, you know,
nothing. And perhaps you give a range too. People are paid between this, and I'd like to at least be making, you know, the lower range of standard
but
market.
It brings me to my next point. I think when you have that kind of knowledge, then you are more confident in your approach. And so the ask it can come from fluster or sweating.
I can't see why that would make people very nervous.
Yeah.
There's also fear that you're being perceived as a threat if you're going to them with all of this information and saying, this is what I could be making and this is what I'm making.
Yeah. Well,
you don't want to rub them the wrong way. I guess it's also in the way that you say and present what you're presenting.
Well, it all goes to you have to know these people and you have to know the timing.
That's right.
I'm just giving like lots of things you should be thinking about. Mm-hmm. You don't have to present them all. Mm-hmm. You have to know the character.
So I'd like to go to some of the psychological, because I think these are excellent tactics. Mm-hmm. One thing is that you need to know thyself. So if you know that asking is tricky for you, I would either with a mentor or a coach or a friend script it. And practice.
Mm-hmm. Right,
practice asking for more money.
Yeah.
And know that this is an ongoing conversation. That's something you've often explained to me, Kathy. There's a first conversation. Usually what we want is to come in and have it all done after a five-minute meeting, right?
Yeah.
But there's a first conversation, and it's very likely the employer will go away and have to think about it before they're able to give you an actual answer.
Mm-hmm.
So be ready for that this is a series, not...
Right.
You're signing up for a series of conversations.
You know, also in the world of negotiating, they say the first person who says a number loses.
Aha.
Interesting.
So depending on how, I mean, I'm doing this with a guy who works in Wall Street, you know, I'm insisting he doesn't throw out a number at all. Let the other guy come up with a number. But I think, you know, I'm also coaching somebody who's in a lower position where she does have to throw out a number.
Right. Well, you have to state your ceiling and your floor, right? I mean, or at least your what you're not willing to work less for less than.
Well, I think
you have to know that at least.
Catherine, you mentioned before giving them a range.
Yes. Right, offering a range.
Offering a range.
But they're going to go for the lower end.
Well, that's, I mean, you have to know what your lowest end is.
Yeah, you have to know what your lowest end
is. So say, this is my minimum?
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's going to be some negotiation. It may not be as high as you want.
Well, here's the other thing is you have to be ready to go. If
this
it's
is
too
tricky.
Low.
Oh, yeah, this is why people sweat.
It becomes a debate now.
Yeah, like, it's not
why
easy.
I'm worth...
Right, because the other thing is that people relate, and employers, depending also on the size of the company and the character you're dealing with, like in some companies, they always have the CFO handle the negotiations for salary, and that person doesn't give money easily, whereas you may think that the president is a pushover, and that person will give you what you want. Mm-hmm. This person will not, right?
And so one person may know your performance better versus
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So there are a lot of factors involved, and especially when it has to do with freelance or a contract or a company that hired you for experience, I think your best ace in the hole is to be looking for other opportunities where you do get paid market value. I mean, maybe you take that experience and use it to get the next better assignment.
Yeah, what's interesting about this client I just did this for is that this is her first job in this industry.
Right.
And even though she's more mature as a worker, she's not mature in the industry.
Yeah.
So she's being underpaid, but she's really getting her education.
Right.
You know, something that if she had entered this industry years earlier, you know, at the age she is now, she could have been making a higher salary, but she's not from there. All right, so I want to go more about this confidence thing, because this is really important, that you have to really come off pretty confident.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know, I'm not saying you want to threaten, but I'm saying you want to threaten.
Like, it should be a sweet threaten, really.
Sweet.
A kind threat.
Yeah, I mean, they need to know that you're serious, that you may leave.
Yeah.
I find that some companies cough up the money when they know you're leaving.
Or they know you have another job option.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's sometimes when they cough up the money. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ugh, this is all so much work, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a lot of work. It's really the hardest thing. And this is speaks to get the right price when you first go. Some industries you have to leave to get a raise.
Right. Well, that's what I would say really is practice makes perfect, right? Mm-hmm. Because all these things you're talking about, Kathy, are things that you know well from working with people over time, right? The whole thing of being ready, knowing what the price ranges are, knowing what the market value holds, not giving out the first number. All those things have to do with that you're cool, calm, collected, and you either have an experienced person behind you, backing you and coaching you, or you are able to kind of pace yourself through this process.
Yeah, but you said something really important before, Catherine, which is to role play. I think it's really important that you role play with somebody.
Yeah.
And bring up all of the objections or dirty looks you think you're going to get so that you could be
prepared.
Make
it the worst possible scenario for yourself.
Right. It's usually never as bad as you imagine.
Right. I'd like X dollars, you're fired. Oh, thank you. Okay.
Yeah, see the door? You can go. Right. That money's not coming.
Yeah, so practice.
Yeah,
practice,
I mean,
practice,
even though the economy is better, I think it's you know, it's hard to run a company. It's expensive and salaries are high.
But actually, this is the last point that I would like to make, which is you have to read the writing on the wall. If you take it personally, if your company is losing market share and you take it personally that they're not willing to give you a raise, that doesn't add up, so to speak. So you have to look and see the health, the general health of the company for which you are working.
If well, that's true.
The bigger picture.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really true. That's
on
right.
On hook.
Yeah, as they say. And
as
what
we would commercial. Say.
Yeah. All right, so why don't we just take a commercial break and then we'll be back with our all second right. question.
Ever feel like you or your company could use a 20-minute therapy session? Well, K-Squared has your back. Simply download a K-Talk, plug in those ear pods, or gather a group of your coworkers and feel better instantly. Well, almost. Each K-Talk covers a specific topic and costs a fraction of what a traditional therapy session would. Feeling stressed by your workload? There's a K-Talk for that. Working with someone who's done you wrong? There's a K-Talk for that. Can't ask for a raise, need a vacation, hate your boss? K-Talk, K-Talk, K-Talk. Just go to ksquaredenterprises.com and purchase the K-Talk that fits your situation. Now back to our show.
All right, Logan, what's our next question? I, of course, we see these questions ahead of time. I love this question.
I'm all amped up from the first question.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. You're not going to ask for a raise, are you?
I am not.
Thank God. There's your answer.
Sounds too difficult.
On the air, that would be the best.
That would be really...
Next episode, I'll come prepared with graphs and... All right, next question. I need help making a decision. I recently got two job offers with two companies. One job would be higher paying, but the company seems very profit-driven, more interested in making money than making a difference. The other job pays less, but it's with a company whose mission I really like.
Aha.
Yeah, see, this is a really interesting dilemma, and this goes to know thyself.
Yeah.
You have to know yourself. I mean, if you really only care about money, and I have many clients... it's about money, then that's fine. Then you go with the higher paying job and not really be too concerned about the mission. I find that companies that are driven by profit make decisions based on profit. And those are not always the most humane decisions not mission-driven decisions. The mission is making money.
Yeah.
So if that's something you like and you
that's
know,
a value for you, high value.
Right. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I think this person is asking this question because they're more mission-driven.
Yes. Right. It wouldn't be an issue, actually.
Mm-hmm. And actually, the employees that we work with that work in mission-driven companies always... love that. That's why they work for them, because they are touched by the end user. They are motivated by what the organization does.
You know, actually, it reminds me of in our book, Working With You Is Killing Me, we have the last chapter is about culture, and if it's about, is this a cultural fit? And we have, there's a whole assessment, which, by the way, is online for free. You could download from our website, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. So this is, if you were in this position where you have to make a decision, it'd be great to download and take an assessment of corporate culture. What is the right fit for you?
Mm-hmm.
because if mission matters, then obviously taking a higher paying job, you're not going to be happy. I mean, that's one of the things we discovered, right? Is culture right. is actually one of the most important ingredients for long-term job satisfaction.
My main concern with this person is if they choose this higher paying job, is their mental health and their emotional health right. of working here after a long time, it's going to deteriorate. There's a lot of people who are yeah. unhappy at their job.
Right.
Profit, you know.
Right. Right. Well, I've seen that. I've seen people that get very accustomed to the high pay.
Yeah.
They create a lifestyle around that high pay. Right.
Golden handcuffs, I think.
Right.
They used to
call it. And then they want to go to something more mission driven, but realize, how am I going to mm-hmm. keep this
my lifestyle?
Right. Right.
So I think if you go for the high pay and that's not who you are, mm-hmm. you will be miserable after mm-hmm. a while because you'll be missing that mission piece. You'll mm-hmm. be missing why are decisions based on something I don't care for.
Right. And yet you may feel pressure to go for the higher paying job, right? And especially,
of course,
totally, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, actually,
societal
I'm thinking,
thing, I think.
Yeah. Society, family, friends, peers, mm-hmm. you never know. Mm-hmm. People may be encouraging you to go for that and just see how it goes.
Yeah, I'm always amazed at people that in my family and even friends that assume I'm going to go for the money versus the making a difference.
Really?
Oh, yeah. 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 Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
But that reflects their values.
It's
right.
totally about their
values.
And
sure.
I realize they don't know mine.
Right.
Yeah.
But
which
it's a dilemma.
which makes you resent them. No.
I mean, should we now talk about my relationships? Because then we need an hour for that.
Yeah, separate segment for that.
Right.
Well, and it's tricky because you may want to have a high-paying job in the company that has a good mission.
Of course
you know, that's
do.
A goal.
Of course you want that. You want both.
Don't be ridiculous. Of course you want
both.
That.
And it's ironic
an
that the companies.
World.
Yeah.
Well,
no.
it's ironic that the companies that are doing really good work can't pay as well as the companies that are
right.
that are money-driven.
Yeah.
I mean, there's something not right in that picture, but that's another show.
But it's not to say, I mean, if this person chooses the job that pays less, but they like the mission, maybe they'll get promoted or maybe, you know, they'll move up and they'll eventually be making a little bit more money than as they started, no?
Well, yeah, it's very possible. And then they'll have to get into question number one, how to keep asking for that money.
Yeah, exactly.
And question number two, is the company able to give you more money?
Right, but what's interesting is that millennials, there's been a lot of studies done that millennials are more interested in companies that have a mission and are making a difference.
Yes.
So I think companies are going to have to shift their model also mm-hmm. if they're mm-hmm. going to want these younger workers to work for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. At least... But sound as if they are mission
exactly
driven.
At least make believe that they have some
which brings us to another point, which is it's always important to find out the culture behind the culture.
Yes, like, true.
Before you take a job, even if it sounds like we're all wonderful here, we care about you, we always tap into our employees and find out how they're doing, find out from someone who's been there for a while what the real culture is like.
Yeah.
I don't see, and
some
I don't mean that in a...
investigating.
Yeah,
yeah,
true.
You really do. You need to. One needs to.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also because very often the most prestigious companies, they look good on the outside, but the inside is a little moldy.
Do you mean creepy and...
just a tad bit geez. Problematic is what
yeah.
I mean, yes. It's
right,
not quite
right.
as squeaky clean.
I like
clean.
To say a rat's nest.
Deteriorating.
Yeah.
There are issues, let's
shame.
Just say that.
Yeah.
Inside. Oh, so find boy. Out the culture behind the culture. In this case, it sounds like this person should go with their heart as opposed to their checkbook, if mm-hmm. that's what matters most to you.
I mean,
like
if it's a salary that they can't even live, then that doesn't make sense.
Right.
But
right.
I'm not getting the impression that that's it. It's
yeah.
just a difference.
Just less.
Yeah.
All right, so no flat screen TV, but she'll be, you know, you'll be happy.
Watching on your
just
iPad.
Look out the window. You know?
Watching on your phone.
Go for a walk. Live a little.
There's other things in life.
There's other things in life.
All
besides
right.
the Super Bowl.
That's it. That's
all
it
right.
for this segment.
So we want to hear your experiences with salary and promotions and choosing jobs. Please tweet us at SK2. And if you have any questions or stories you'd like to send to us, send them to us at info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.